Good morning. Happy Easter. And Christ is risen. You know, it's usually supposed to go, I say Christ is risen, you guys say he is risen indeed. So let's try that. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Come on, say it like you mean it. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
All right. Better. We got to work on it. But, you know, at the beginning of this service, I couldn't help but feel a little bit of giddiness in my heart because I knew none of you guys had been initiated into the tradition that I was raised with and I have continued since becoming a pastor. That is yelling from the back, Christ is risen! It was fantastic because I'm pretty sure I saw some people jump higher than professional NBA basketball players in their seats. When I was growing up, the pastor would always do it. It'd be at the Easter sunrise service, so it'd be 6 a.m. You know, the sun hasn't even risen yet. People are kind of nodding in their seats like, so early. And then, bam, wake up. And you get to wake up to the best news in the world, that is, of Christ's resurrection. And you know, the interesting thing is, from the back this morning, I could tell some of you were surprised. Nobody was afraid, right? Because none of you are afraid, right? But were you surprised?
Yeah.
Well, did you know, the women in our story today, when they were going to the tomb, they were expecting to just find Jesus' body. But they were surprised when they were told that he was not here, that he was risen from the dead. And that's pretty awesome. That's a surprise I think we can all get behind. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
You may take your seats.